先看到好多位，已经两三年没有看见的弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord. Today we have seen so many brothers and sisters, and for two or three years we haven't seen each other.
我想弟兄姊妹看到他们的时候，我想心中也是充满喜乐。
I believe when our brothers see each other, we are all so joyful, be delighted.
虽然疫情还没有过去。
Even though the pandemic is not yet over.
但是我们实在需要慢慢能够恢复一个正常的聚会生活。
But we do hope that gradually we will all be restored to a normal church life.
所以我们还是需要求神保守我们，出入都得平安。
So we will continue to ask the Lord to keep us to be safe in and out.
在聚会里面也借着他的同在，借着他的保护，让我们在这里有更好的一个聚会服事。
And also through his keeping, he's watching over that all of us here, when we gather, we would have an even better service.
我叫借着能够有生一同聚在神面前的聚会，能够蒙到他更多祝福。
So that we will all be blessed even more as we gather in his presence.
好，我们来看几处圣经。
Shall we consider a few passages first, please?
我们翻到创世纪第三章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章22节到24节。
Verses 22 to 24.
耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相识，能知道善恶，现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果实吃，就永远活着。
Then the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become like one of us.To know good and evil, and now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever.
耶和华便打发他出第一甸园去，耕种他所自出之土。
Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken.
于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑。要把守生命树的道路。
So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
第四章第一节到第七。
But without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is.And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently. Now we pause here from our scripture reading. We will have a short word prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨能够靠着你恩典，再能够来到你面前。
Lord, we give thanks to you that this morning, by your grace, we can be gathered together.
特别在这样环境仍然是一个不容易环境，充满了许多的重担压力，充满了许多的惧怕的时候，你仍然保守你的儿女心怀一念。
Especially in this difficult circumstance filled with fear, burden, that we can be gathered together in your presence.
让我们仍然凭信心，不凭眼见，我们相信主在这里与我们同在。
So by faith, not by sight, we are convinced that your presence is with us.
你在这里要带领你的教会一同往前去。
Here you will lead your church forward.
而且我们在这里借着聚会能够更多见证我们的神，我们主实在是我们避难所，实在是我们的保护。
So through our gathering, we can testify that the Lord God truly is our protection, our refuge.
我们学习，住在基督里面，隐藏在这个磐石的穴中，好像我们在这里就得到你的恩庇，覆庇。
Let's all learn to abide in you, hiding in the cleft of the rock, so that we will all be protected by you.
我们在这里就可以把更多感谢赞美归给你。
So here we can give more thanksgivings to you and praise.
你是我们主，你是我们神，你牧养我们一生，你带领我们一生。
For you are our God, our Lord. You are our Shepherd who will lead us all over our life.
好像我们在一生所经过道路，仍然看见你实在是。负我们一切责任的神，你实在在这里带领我们每天的脚步。
So we will see that you are the very God who is responsible for us and who leads us every step of the way through our pilgrimage here.
因此当我们一同聚在跟前的时候，仍然求你继续向我们人想说话。
So do be gracious and speak to us. So this morning we continue to consider the few characters in Genesis.
我们上次讲到人第一次的罪。
Last time we share on man's first sin.
我们知道始祖亚当在那里受了魔鬼那个神所代表的人引诱迷惑。
We know our forefather Adam was deceived by serpent, which represents the devil, and sinned.
吃了神所吩咐不可吃的那个分别善恶树上的果子。
He ate of the fruit of the evil which God told him not to do.
说呢，罪就从一人入了世界，死也就临到众人。
Therefore, Romans tells us that sin enters into the world through one man and death upon all.
保罗告诉我们说，这一次的罪是被称为悖逆的罪。
And Paul tells us that this sin is the sin of disobedience.
因着一人的悖逆呢，众人就成为罪人。
Because of one man's disobedience, there resulted condemnation to all. All have become sinners.
始祖在那里不相信神的话，在那里不顺从神的话。
Because the forefather did not believe nor follow God's word.
在那里不顺从神的权柄，也就是说，在那里不顺从神自己。
There, he did not follow the authority of God, which means he did not believe in God, follow him.
所以不信是人最大的罪。
Therefore, disbelief is the greatest sin of man.
这个不顺，不信就带来不顺服，这个不顺服就显出人那个悖逆的心。
This disbelief leads to disobedience, which make man's heart being revealed that he is simply rebellious.
所以我们看见我们这些亚当的族类圣经也告诉我们说也是我们也是被称为悖逆之子。
So here we see all of us who are from Adam are all sons of disobedience.
因为在我们这个天然的生命里面呢，有个东西叫做悖逆的生命。
Because in our natural life, there's something called rebellious life.
我们不会相信神的话，我们也不会顺从神的话。
We do not believe in God's word, nor do we follow him.
今天人就活在个悖逆的里面。
Therefore, man today simply lives in rebellion.
但是我们感谢神，第二个人基督来了。
But we thank God that the second man, Christ, came.
神的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上，成为人子。
The Lord Jesus Christ, the Word incarnate, He came to the world and He became the Son of Man.
他虽然有本有神的形象，虽然他与神同等。
Being in the form of God, being equal with God.
但是他却卑微自己，他却愿意成为一个人，在那里学习，做一个顺服的人。
But he humbled himself. He came as a man to obey God.
他在那里只求不求自己的意思，只求那差他来者的意思。
There he did not seek his own will, but the one who sent him.
到最后腓立比书告诉我们说，他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So Philippians tells us that he became obedient to death, even the death on the cross.
因着他顺服，就成就神救赎的工作。
Because of his obedience, he has accomplished God's redemptive work.
就把救恩赐给那些凡相信他的人。
And then he could give all this salvation to anyone who believes in him.
所以圣经告诉我们说，因一人的顺从呢，众人也就成为义了。
Therefore, the Bible tells us because one man's obedience, all have been made righteous.
虽然因着始祖不顺从神，人就落在罪恶撒旦的权势底下。
Even though the forefather did not obey God, so all men have fallen into the grip of Satan.
现在借着基督的顺从来把人就从罪和撒旦权势底下拯救出来。
But because of one man's obedience, now all have been delivered from the control of Satan.
所以我们当我们一个人信主以后，我们成为一个基督徒，我们开始过基督徒属灵生活的时候。
So when a person believes in the in the Lord and has become a Christian, has started to live a Christian life.
我们头件要学习的功课就是顺从的功课。
The first thing we need to learn is the lesson of obedience.
我们看见神的工作总是借着人的顺服，人的相信，在那成就神的旨意。
We see that God accomplished His work through man's belief, faith, and also through His obedience.
因着人的顺服，神呢就借着他们的顺服，把恩典祝福临到更多人身上。
Because man'sobedience, God is able to give grace and blessing to all those who are obedient.
所以顺服这件事情实在需要我们很多那个学习。
So we need to spend a lot of time on the very lesson of being obedient.
我想只有一个顺从神的人才会更多蒙到神的祝福。
Only an obedient person can be blessed more by God.
也因着他们顺从呢，就能够成为恩典祝福的管道。
And because of this obedience, this person can become the channel of God's blessing.
因着他们顺服，神借他们把许多恩典带给别人。
And also because they are obedient, God is able to channel His blessing to others.
所以当人犯罪以后，创世纪第三章那里告诉我们。
So after man sinned, chapter 3 tells us.
神就把始祖亚当赶出伊甸园。
Genesis chapter 3 tells us that now God drove Adam, our forefather, out of the Garden of Eden.
然后又在伊甸园东边呢安设了基路伯和四面转动火焰的箭，在把守生命树的道路。
And also at the east of the Garden of Eden, God placed cherubim and also the flaming sword that turns every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
伊甸园说明他们就不在神的同在了里面。
Adam and Eve were driven out of the Garden of Eden, which means they were no longer living in the presence of God.
他们也就不在神的祝福里面。
They were no longer in the blessings of God.
并且他们也不能够来到生命树那里吃生命树上的果实。
Nor could they come to the tree of life to eat of the tree of life, the fruit of the life.
因为那里有基路伯。
Because right there, the cherubim were guarding.
我在圣经里面有个表明，乃是说到神的荣耀。
Cherubim in the Bible represent the glory of God.
在那里要转动火焰的箭，在那里保守神。
And there was this sword which turned every direction.
那个火焰的箭说到神的公义。
This flaming sword speaks of God's righteousness.
所以我们看见神用他的荣耀，用他的公义在把守，来到生命树那个道路。
So here we see God using His glory and righteousness was guarding the way to tree of life.
一个不圣洁、不公义的人，一个罪人，再不能来到生命树那里。
So an unholy, unrighteous, and God, a sinner can no longer come to the presence of God.
因为到新约我们就知道那个生命树是预表神，预表主耶稣基督。
And as in New Testament, we all know that the tree of life typifies Christ and God.
因着人犯罪以后，人与神之间有了间隔，人再不能来到神的面前。
Because after man sins, there is this gap between God and man. Man is no longer able to come before His presence.
那一条来到神面前的道路已经关闭了。
Now the way to the presence of God is now blocked.
然后第四章一开头就记载亚当的两个儿子在那里的一些的生活一些情形。
And chapter 4 starts to record the living conditions of Adam's two sons.
在那看见他两个儿子在那里要献祭给神。
Here we see that Adam's two sons were about to offer sacrifice to God.
我们看见这两个儿子，该隐跟亚伯，他们有不同的工作，不同的职业。
Cain and Abel each had different job, different work.
他们有不同的生活目的。
They had different lives. They had different goals.
他们有不同的生活方式。
And different way of living.
用什么这些都不过是个表明。
Brothers and sisters, all these serve as symbols.
我们看见这些历史好像只是一段一段历史在那里。
as we read the passage, it seems just a record of history to us.
但是我们自己看见灾难有个属灵次序的一个表明。
But actually there, it signifies the spiritual reality.
为什么当人犯罪以后被赶出伊甸园，那个来到生命树那条道路已经被封闭起来了。
After man sins, the way to the tree of life has now been blocked.
然后第四章就看见人在那里要献祭给神。
And then next we see here, man is trying to offer gifts to God.
在那里看见神看重亚伯和他的供物。
And here we also see that God respects Abel and his offering.
神不看重该隐和他的供物。
But God does not have a regard for Cain and his offering.
所以从第四章开始，我们看见当人犯罪以后。
So starting from chapter 4, we see that ever since man sins,
借着亚伯和该隐这些历史的记载来说明犯罪的人以后怎么样才能够再回到生命树那里。
Through the account of Cain and Abel, it shows us how can man go back to God once more.
人怎样才能够再回到神的那里？
How can man come back to God?
人怎样才能够再次进到伊甸园里面，在那里吃生命树上的果？
How can man once again come back to the Garden of Eden and eat of the Tree of Life?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见这不单单是这历史的记载。
So, brother and sister, these are not records of history.
这些记载背后都有个属灵的真理、属灵次序在那里要表明。
But behind all this, there is this spiritual truth and spiritual order there.
我们看在这里是人第一次的献祭。
So here we see this is the first time man offer sacrifices to God.
读圣经也常告诉我们说，在圣经里面，凡是那些第一次出现的事情。
And the students of the Bible always tell us any first occurrence in the Bible
常常有一个代表性，也有个也一个原则性
is often representative and also it implies the principle there.
正如人第一次犯罪，那也说到一个原则，乃是人是个悖逆的人，人所有犯罪都在悖逆里面。
Just as the first principle of man's sin tells us that men are all rebellious, have all sinned.
所以当人犯罪以后，那个生命树的道被封闭以后，我们就看见在那里人要献祭给神。
So here we see after man sins and the way to the tree of life is now blocked. And again, man is trying to make offerings to God.
我们读立位记的时候，在那记载许多献祭的条例。
As we read Leviticus, we could see so many ordinances regarding making offerings to God.
在那有各种不同的祭要献。
With so many different offerings.
每一种不同的祭都有它属灵不同意义。
And every offering speaks of a different spiritual meaning.
但是献祭基本上的一个属灵意义是什么呢？
But what is the basic spiritual meaning of sacrificing to God?
献祭基本的头一个意义呢，是人要来到神面前亲近神的时候，必须要借着献祭，借着祭物。
It simply tells us for a man to come before God, to draw near to God, men have to make sacrifice.
所以这个就是为什么当人被赶出伊甸园以后，第四章就开头又记载人在那要献祭给神。
And this is why in chapter 4, right after man is driven out of the Garden of Eden, that they try to make offerings to God.
所以人重新要回到神面前来，他必须要记得献祭。
So for man to come back again to God, he has to make some sacrifices.
借着献祭，他可以来到神面前来亲近他。
Only through offering the sacrifices that man can once again draw close to God.
所以我们看见这里有这一对弟兄，他们都一同在那，都要在献祭给神。
So here we see a set of brothers, both of them trying to make offerings to God.
所以神呢，借这一段的记载，让人看见，今天人要回到神面前来，必须要借着献祭，借着祭物。
So through this account, we understand that for a man to come back to God, that's the thing we have to do. We have to make an offering to Him.
借他们两个人献祭，让人看见到底怎样的祭才能够蒙到神的悦纳。
Now through these two people's offering, we could see exactly which one is pleasing to him.
到底要借怎样的祭物才能够来到神面前来亲近神？
So what kind of offering we should make so we can come to draw near to him?
那后面看见他们也有不同的职业工作。
And later we see they also have different jobs, different works.
亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
Abel is a shepherd and Cain is a tiller of the ground.
我们知道工作总是讲到一个人生活的一个方式内容。
Well, your work speaks of the method of the contents of your life.
工作是常讲到人一个生活目的是为了什么。
And your work also speaks clearly what's the goal of your life.
所以这些我们都是细细去读去默想的时候，我们看见在这里神要借这段历史向以后犯罪的人，一个罪人来说话。
So if we meditate on these records closely, then we will understand what is that God's trying to speak to sinners.
人要回到神面前要献祭。
That for man to come back to God, man have to make an offering now.
要献怎样祭才能够被神悦纳。
Then what kind of offering is acceptable to God?
人要过怎样生活才能够得到神悦纳。
What kind of living that God will have a regard for?
我想就从该隐跟亚伯这一段历史的记载都向我们。
So the historical record of Cain and Abel reveal all these principles to us.
So 我们看见在那里亚伯他是把那个羊群中的活生的和他的养的子由献给神。
So here we see Abel brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat.
神告诉我们说耶和华就看中亚伯和他的供物。
And the Bible says the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
为什么神看中亚伯这个人和他的供物呢？
Why did God regard Abel and his offering?
为什么神不看中该隐和他的供物呢？
Why did God not respect him and his offering?
希伯来书第十一章那里就告诉我们那个原因是什么。
And Hebrews tells us the very reason.
原来
Chapter 11
希伯来书十一章第四节告诉我们说亚伯因着信献祭以神比该隐所献的更美。
Hebrews 11:4 tells us that by faith Abel offers a more excellent sacrifice than Cain's.
就是他们本两个人本身都是一样，都是一个罪人，都是亚当的后裔。
These two are actually both sinners and descendants of Adam.
但是为什么神说耶和华看中亚伯？
But then why does the Bible say, God regards Abel?
神先说到神看中亚伯，然后再说到他看中他的功。
Bible mentions first God regards Abel, this person, and then his offering.
原来亚伯在那献祭的时候，他是因着信心。
And it tells us when he made the offering, he did it by faith.
所以很显然亚伯这个人里面有信心。
So apparently Abel, this person, had faith in him.
神知道他来到神面前要献祭，他是出于他里面的信心。
God knew that as this person came to him, he did this out of the faith within his heart.
刚我们读到希伯来书第十一章第六节，他说人非有信就不能得神的悦纳。
And also Hebrews 11:6 tells us, without faith it's impossible to please God.
为什么神悦纳亚伯看中亚伯？
So why is God regards Abel but rejects Cain?
因为他有信心。
Because Abel has faith.
他比该隐所献的更美。
He offers something better than Cain.
亚伯他所献的是头生的羊和羊的子由。
Abel brought up the firstborn of his flock and of their fat.
亚伯所献是地里的出产。
In contrast, Cain offered the fruit of the ground.
所以我们看见两个人在献祭的时候，很显然亚伯是因着信心献祭。
So evidently, as Abel offered make this offering, he did it out of faith.
该隐献祭不是出于信心。
Yet Cain did so not by faith.
什么是信心呢？
Then what is faith?
信心简单的说就是一个属灵的看见。
Faith, simply put, is a spiritual seeing.
亚伯在那献祭给神的时候，他知道他要来到神面前，他里面有个属灵的看见。
As Abel tried to make an offering to God, within him, he had the spiritual singing.
需要借着牲畜，需要借着羔羊。
He knew that this could only be done through the lamb, through the livestock.
他才可以重新回到神面前来亲近神。
Only through this could he be brought back to draw near to God.
他为什么有这样一个看见呢？
But why is it he had this spiritual insight?
我想可能从他父亲亚当身上看见那一件皮子做的衣服。
I'm thinking maybe he saw that skin covering that God made for Adam and Eve.
那个皮子是在牲畜死了以后做成的一件衣服。
Now that's the garment made out of the skin of animals, that tunic of skin.
所以亚伯里面有个看见，有信心，知道需要借着牲畜所流血，他才可以来到神面前。
So for Abel, he saw this and he had faith, understanding that it is through the blood of animals that he could come back again before God.
第三章那里告诉我们说，当人犯罪以后，他知道自己是赤身露体。
Because Genesis chapter 3 tells us that after man sinned, he knew that he was naked.
他看见自己是个羞耻，有羞耻。
He was ashamed of himself.
所以他就拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
So he sewed thick leaves together to make a loin covering for himself.
那就说用那无花果树的叶子当做衣服穿上，要遮蔽他的羞耻。
It tells us that they use the thick leaves as clothes to cover their shame.
无花果树是地里长出来的。
We know figs are the products from the ground.
这个原则就和该隐献地里的蔬菜原则是一样的。
This is the same principle that Cain, when he made the offering, was following.
但是神却给他一件皮子做的衣服给他穿上。
But instead, God covered Adam and Eve with this tunic.Of covering made out of animal. So here we see Abel, because of his faith, he had the spiritual insight. So he offered to God his firstborn from the flock and also of their fat. Firstborn tells us the very best.
所以我们看见以后，当以色列百姓，神把他们从埃及拯救出来的时候，要求他们说，一切投生的，不管是人牲畜，都要分别为圣，归给神。
So later we see as God delivered all the Israelites out of Egypt, God also told them that the very first one who opened the womb, whether man or animals, have to be offered to God.
只有是说到牲畜。最肥美的一部分。
That speaks of the best excellent part of an animal.
所以这些供物祭物是比该隐所献的更美。
Therefore, Abel's offering his sacrifice of animals are more excellent than that of Cain.
美就是说他真的是能够得到神的悦纳，得到神的满足。
And this is why God is satisfied and God delights himself in those.
到了新约我们就很清楚。
When it comes to the New Testament, we're all clear on this.
原来那个祭物就是指的主耶稣基督，神的羔羊。
The sacrifice itself speaks of the Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
唯有神的儿子才是神最喜悦的，最能满足神心的。
Only the Son of God can satisfy, can please God most.
只有他所流血才能够洁净人的罪。只有他所流血才能我们借着他血能够来到神面前。
Only through the blood of the Son of God can we come before God's presence.
所以希伯来书十一章那里就告诉我们说呢，因着耶稣的血我们就可以坦然无惧的进到至圣所，来到神面前。
That's why Hebrews 11 also tells us that by the blood of Jesus we can come boldly before God.
以弗所书也告诉我们说，从前我们这些远离神的人，我们如今在基督耶稣里面，我们靠着他的血得以亲近了。
Ephesians also tells us that those of us who were far off are now brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督，他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And Jesus Christ has inaugurated for us this new and living way.
经过幔子，我们可以来到至圣所，来到神那里。
Through the veil, we now can enter into the holiest.
所以亚伯在那里看见一件事情，他今天要回到生命树那里，要来到神面前，他必须献上羔羊。
So Abel had seen this thing that for him to come back to God, he had to offer this animal sacrifice through the blood.
在祭坛上必须有血在那里。
There must be blood on the altar.
这是他里面的一个看见一个信息。
This is Abel's inner spiritual insight and his faith.
所以希伯来书告诉我们说，因着他因信献祭神，便得了称义的见证。
Therefore, Hebrews tells us, by faith he made this offering, and God testified that he was righteous.
所以亚伯是圣经里面记载头一个因信称义的人。
So Abel was the first one the Bible records being justified by faith.
所以圣经一开头就借着第一次的献祭，指明人今天要回到神面前来。
So the Bible at the very beginning tells us that it is through making offerings that the man can come before God.
只有借着羔羊，借着主耶稣基督这个祭物。
And only through the very sacrifice that is Jesus Christ and His blood could we come back again to God.
神才能接纳，人才能够借着耶稣基督回到神面前来。
It's only through Jesus Christ that we can come, return to God.
所以我们今天因信主耶稣基督，我们能够因信称义。
Today we have all believed in Jesus Christ. We have all been justified by faith.
是主耶稣基督他自己成为那个祭物。
It is all because the Lord Jesus Christ himself has become the sacrifice for us.
圣经开头就指明那条罪人怎样才能重新回到神面前那条道路。
So the Bible from the very beginning has pointed out the way for us to come back before God.
只有借着主耶稣基督。
And this is done only through Jesus Christ.
神为什么不看重该隐？
Then
why is
God does not respect Cain and his offering?
很显然，神不看重该隐，因为他献祭不是出于信心。
Obviously, it is because Cain does not make the offering by faith.
他所献上的是地里的出产。
What he offered is the produce from the ground.
我们知道，当人犯罪以后，神的咒诅临到人身上。
We all know after man's sin, God's curse had come upon man.
人在那里必须要终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。
There, man had to enjoy that they could eat bread out of the ground.
不仅人在那里受了审判咒诅，连地也受了咒诅。
Not only were man judged and cursed, even the ground was.
在那地就长出了荆棘和鸡蛋来。
So the ground brought forth briars and thistles.
所以该隐在那里把地里的出产献给神。
So here,Cain brought forth the produce of the ground.
种地就想到他在那靠着自己努力，在那耕种，在那非常劳苦，在那流汗，把所得的要献给神。
Cain was a tiller of the ground. It tells us that they work hard by sweating, by laboring, trying to offer something to God out of his own effort.
他要借地里的出产，要来亲近神。
Through the fruit of the ground,that he was trying to get back to God.
那就说到他要借着自己努力经营耕种，他的行为要回到神面前来。
It tells us that through his own laboring, toiling, his working, that he tried to find the way back to God.
圣经很清楚告诉我们说，凡有血气的，没有一个人因行律法，因自己的行为在神面前得以。
However, the Bible tells us clearly that no flesh can come back, draw near to God by the deeds of the law.
因为在人肉体里面没有良善。
And by his own flesh, because there is no good dwelling in our flesh.
一个罪人，一个属地、属天然的人，他是一个受咒诅的人。
A sinner, a natural man, is always cursed by God.
人里面所出来的不过是荆棘、蒺藜那些败坏的东西。
Everything that comes out of man are but briars, thistles, and corrupt things.
以赛亚告诉我们说，人所有意就像污秽衣服一样。
Isaiah also tells us that all men's words are but filthy rags.
他现在却要把那个所做主的地里面长出来这些的出产要献给神。
But now Cain was trying to offer to God the accursed thing out of the ground.
用什么？这个就是宗教的一个产生。
Brothers and sisters, this is actually the production of religion.
我们看见今天地上有许许不同宗教。
The very origin of religion, as we see.Also happening in this world.
许多宗教，他们好像在那边要寻求神，好像他们要来到神面前。
Many religions are trying to find a way back to God.
好像他们也有一些献祭的行为。
They are offering something, seeking God there.
但是那些献祭的行为都说出他们要凭着自己的好行为功德来到神面前。
But all these acts of making offering to God simply.Tell us that they are trying to go back to God by their own good works and their merits.
人没有看见人已经败坏了。
Men have not seen that they have already become corrupt.
人所有行为也都败坏了。
All of men's works have become degraded.
没有一个人可以凭着自己的行为来到神面前。
None of us can come back to God by our own works.
所以当神在那不悦他的祭物的时候
When here we see that God had no regard for Cain's offerings.
他就大大发怒变了脸色
And then Cain was very angry.
所以很显然该隐来献祭的时候他不是一个带一个谦卑的心悔改心来到神面前求神悦纳
And his countenance fell. So obviously when he came back to make an offering, he did not come with repentance nor humility.
神不看重他和他的供物的时候，他就发怒起来了。
So when God did not respect him nor his offerings, he was enraged.
为什么他发怒呢
？Why was he so angry？
他觉得我那么辛辛苦苦在耕种，把地里的土产来献给你，你居然不悦纳。
He felt I worked so hard to till the ground, and you would not like it at all.
用什么？神是鉴察人心的神。
Brothers and sisters, our God is the one who searches hearts and minds.
神知道亚伯里面有信心。
God knew that Abel had faith.
神也知道该隐里面没有信心。
God also knew Cain had no faith in him.
神知道他是要凭着自己的行为努力要来亲近神。
God knew that Abel depended on his own effort, his work to come to draw near to him.
所以神不看重他的时候，不悦纳他的时候，他就显出他里面的本相来。
This is why when God did not respect Cain and his offerings, and all of a sudden Cain's inner conditions was totally revealed.
感谢神，这人第一次的献祭就指明那条回到神面前那条路需要借的祭。
We give thanks to God that.Through man's first offering to God, that he has pointed out the very way to come back to him.
需要借着主耶稣基督。
It is through Jesus Christ.
把那个中间那隔断的那个拦阻除去。
To remove all the obstacle, all the hindrance.
人就可以重新回到生命树那里。
So that man can once again come back to the tree of life.
不仅这两个兄弟在献不同的祭物。
Not only did this set of brothers offer different sacrifices,
也说到他们两个有不同的职业工作
but also the Bible tells us about the two different occupations they had.
该隐是种地的，亚伯是牧养的。
Cain was a tiller of the ground, and Abel was a keeper of flock.
种地是什么呢
What does it mean to till the ground?
他说，当人犯罪。神的咒诅临到的时候，人要从地里得吃的。
After man sinned and God's curse came upon man, but man was trying to eat something out of the ground.
所以耕种全地，耕种地表明是人是活在神咒诅底下一种生活方式。
Now tilling ground speaks of the way of living under God's curse.
所以我们看见今天人在地上那么辛苦劳碌汗流满面就是要从地里得一些吃的得一些东西来糊口
so, likewise today men work so hard labor diligently simply to gain some food in the sweat of his brow.
今天世界上所有的人都在生活在这样光景底下。
All the world, all the people live in the same condition today.
努力工作，殷勤工作，就是要从这个世界，从这个地里面得到一些可以满足他，让他享受的。
Diligently working with this hard work, he's hoping to gain something out of the ground to satisfy himself.
都是以自己中心，以自己为中心，都是为了满足自己。
So this is a way of living, self-centered, trying to gratify himself.
都是为自己而这样生活。
He's living for himself.
凡是在神咒诅底下人，生活光景就是这样子。
Anyone who lives under the curse of God lives in such a way.
我们知道当时人还不能吃肉。
We know at that time men were not allowed to eat meat yet.
这都是洪水审判以后的事情。
And this is only allowed after the flood.
在这个时候，人只能吃地里所出的那些蔬菜。
So at this time, men could only eat all the herbs from the ground.
是我们看见牧羊。跟种地有什么差别呢?
So let's consider what's the difference between shepherding and tilling the ground.
一个牧羊的人，他那个羊要卖给谁呢?
Whom will these sheep be sold to when a person is a shepherd?
因为大家都是从吃地里的出来那些蔬菜。
Because everybody else only eats the herbs out of the ground.
但是亚伯种地。
However, we see Abel,
因为他地所出来就能够，因为每个人都需要吃地出产的。
However, we see Cain is tilling the ground because this is everybody else's need for food.
用着我们今天的话说，就是说他有个产品是每个人都需要的。
So in today's word, Cain is selling something, good for everybody else, everyone.
那自然他那个工作一定是非常，就能赚大钱。
Of course, this job would earn him a lot of money.
但是若是你做你出一个产品是别人不需要的。
But instead, if you're selling some product nobody really needs.
那你生活怎么样过呢?
How do you make a living out of this?
但是我们在那里看见。
But here we see,
亚伯他是牧羊的。
Abel being a shepherd,
他知道耕地是神咒诅底下的一种生活方式。
Understands that, working as a tiller of the ground would be a lifestyle cursed by God.
他因着信不仅献上更美的祭物。
He not only offered this better sacrifice because of his faith.
他因着这个信心，他在选择一个工作职业的时候，他选择做牧羊的。
But also by faith, as he's choosing a life occupation, he chose to be a shepherd.
他实在不愿意继续活在那种神做主的底下那种生活光景。
He did not want to continue to live under the condition of being cursed by God.
他在那里知道。他牧羊就是为了要献祭给神。
There he knew, he was shepherding sheep simply because he wanted to make this offering to God.
他是牧羊不是为了他自己生活上的需要。
He knew being a keeper of sheep was not for his personal life necessities.
他牧羊只有目的就是要献祭给神，满足神自己。
The only reason that he was a keeper of sheep is simply to satisfy God, to please him. He did not live under the condition of as a sinner being cursed by God. So not only did he want to come back to God once more, but also he wanted to live a blissful life.
所以，如果他现在献祭，他可以来到生命树那里，表明说他可以再次回到伊甸园里面。
Because if by making the right offering, he could come back to the tree of life, that simply tells him that he could now once again live in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园就是说神祝福的所在，人可以活在那个快乐那个环境那个里面。
Garden of Eden is where he was being blessed, where he could live. Happily there.
所以因着他信心也显在他生活上。
So his faith is also being manifested in his living.
他借着牧羊这件事情。
So through shepherding sheep,
他在那里经历到神是他的牧人。
There he could experience that God is truly his shepherd.
我们知道大卫年幼的时候他是一个牧羊人。
We know David when he was young, he was a shepherd.
当大卫在牧养他父亲羊群的时候，
While David was shepherding his father's flocks,
他在那里经历到神是他的牧人。
There he experienced that God was his shepherd.
所以在诗篇二三篇那里说，耶和华是我牧者，我必不是缺乏。
Therefore, Psalm 23, we read that David said that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
他在那里经历到这个牧人的保护。
There he experienced the shepherd's protection.
所以当他在牧羊的时候，借着把那些要来吃羊的那些狼啊、熊啊，把他打死。
So through the shepherd's protection, that he was able to kill all the wolves and all the animals that tried to devour his sheep.
从他牧羊的生活经里面，他认识到神实在是他的保护。
Through his shepherding experience, David himself experienced firsthand that God was his protection.
也是他一切供应者。
God was the very supplier of all his needs.
因为这位神，这位牧人，常常把他带到青草地上，带到那可安歇的水边。
Because this shepherd often lead him by still waters to green pastures.
所以牧羊就说到他生活内容不是以自己，不是为了满足自己。
So tending sheep tells us that Abel lives a life not to satisfy himself.
只是为了神，为了献祭给神。
But simply to make an offering to God.
这也是不仅是他生活内容，也是他生活目的。
This is not only the content of his living, but also the very goal of his life.
我想这是他信心里面所表现出来一个结果。
And we could see the outcome of his faith.
他不愿意一直活在那个咒诅底下，成为一个种地的人。
He does not want to continue to live under the curse of God, simply being a tiller of the ground.
他愿意活在另外一个情形底下，正是在神的牧羊底下来过生活。
But instead, he wanted to live a different life, that is being a shepherd.
我们看见以色列神的百姓，他们的职业工作也是牧羊的。
And then we also know that Israelites' occupations was also being shepherds.
当老雅各带着他的全家到埃及去投靠他儿子约瑟。
When the aged Jacob took all his household to take refuge in Egypt.
然后耶稣就带着他几个弟兄去见法老王。
And Joseph brought some of his brothers to meet with Pharaoh.
法老就问他们说，你们以何事为业？
And Pharaoh asked them, what is your occupation?
他们就回答法老说，仆人是牧羊的，连我们祖宗也都是牧羊。
And these brothers answered, saying that your servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers.
所以我们看见从属灵意义来说，神的百姓以色列，他们的工作是牧羊的。
So in terms of spiritual meaning, we see all these Israelites' occupations are shepherds.
他们不是种地的。
They are not tillers of the ground.
他们知道神是他牧人。
Because they know the Lord God is their shepherd.
他们是神草中的羊群。
They know that they are the sheep of God's flock.
以色列神的百姓，他们生活目的都是为了神自己。
So the life and the goal of Israelites are simply for the Lord.
因为到以后律法时代的时候，他们需要常常献很多的祭物。
Because when it comes to the time, the age of the law, Israelites had to offer so many sacrifices.
所以他们必须要牧很多羊群，才能够有更多机会可以献给神，满足神的需要。
That's why they had to tend so many sheep so they could satisfy God's needs.
所以弟兄姊妹，就着属灵意义来说。
So brothers and sisters, in terms of spiritual meaning,
每个属神的儿女都应该是个牧羊人。
Every child of God every child who belongs to God has to be a shepherd.
我们的生活整个内容中心都是以牧羊为内容。
The center of the life, the content of our living is to shepherd sheep.
我们整个生活不是为了自己呢，是为了神自己。
We live not for ourselves.
为了献祭，为了满足神自己。
But to make offerings to God to satisfy Him.
并且我们看见牧羊人是埃及人所恨恶的。
Furthermore, here we see that a shepherd is an abomination to Egyptians.
因为创世纪出埃及记那里告诉我们说，那里说埃及人恨恶那些牧羊的。
Because Exodus tells us that Egyptians simply loathe, they detest all those shepherds.
所以雅各带全家来到埃及地的时候呢，他们是不能住在那个埃及人当中。
So when Jacob took all his household to Egypt, they could not live in the midst of Egyptians.
埃及王把那歌山那块地呢给以色列百姓住。
So Pharaoh gave this land of Goshen to Israelites.
那意思是埃及人不愿跟这些以色列百姓、神的百姓混在一起。
That tells us that all these Egyptians do not want to be mixed with these Israelites.
没有想到那一个歌山地是什么样的地。
Little did they know what kind of land Goshen was.
告诉我们说，歌山地是在埃及当中是最好一块地。
The Bible tells us that the land of Goshen is the best land in Egypt.
一方面，的确，神的百姓是一个牧养的，所以他们与这个埃及世界是有分别的。
On the one hand, yes, God's people, Israelites, are shepherds. Therefore, they're separate from the world.
因为他们生活目的、生活内容。不是以自己为满足。
Because the life, the goal of their living is not simply for themselves.
他们生活目的只是为了神自己。
Not for their needs, but to satisfy God.
他们生活在地上的时候，必须与世界有分别。
As they live in the world, they have to be separate from the world.
有分别，结果没有想到他们所居住之地却是最美好的一块地。
Because of this separation, little did they realize that.Actually, God led them to the best land.
是埃及当中最好的，神在那里供应养活他们。
The most excellent land in Egypt and where God Himself supplies them.
所以弟兄姊妹，同样今天也是我们这些属神的儿女。
So likewise, brothers and sisters, all of us who belong to God today.
神在创世纪当人犯罪没有多久后，就借了亚伯、该隐这件事情，指明神的百姓今天该怎样过生
活。In Genesis, right after man sinned, the Bible tells us what's the way for us to live in the presence of God.
当我们今天，不是说我们今天都要回去做一个牧羊人。
Of course, I don't mean today we all have to go back to be shepherds.
乃是说我们今天不管你是做哪个行业、哪个工作，
但
有个目的。
Whatever job you might be holding, there is a goal for your job.
是为了神自己。
That's for God Himself.
我们在那里把我们神所赐给我们那些外面物质上的东西，我们要献给神。
Right in your job, you should make an offering to God with all those material things God has first granted to you.
神叫我们在生活上没有缺乏，赋予祝福我们，是为了什么？
What's the reason that God has blessed us with all the earthly riches so that we are not destitute as we live in the world.
但为了好像我们不需要顾三餐，好像而过一个优异丰富的生活。
It's not because God wants us to live an affluent life free of all worries.
神把那些物质东西赐给神的百姓，目的不是为了这个。
God has given us all the material things.And his purpose is not just to satisfy us.
是因着神的恩典注入到他们身上，他们知道这一切都是为了神自己。
But we should understand that because of the mercy and grace of God, that all these things have come upon us.
为了满足神自己。
And the very reason is to satisfy God Himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一个应该都是牧羊的人。
So brothers and sisters, every one of us should be a shepherd.
若是我们正式成为牧羊人的时候，我们在那里才能真正经历到神是我牧人。
Because only when we ourselves become shepherds, then could we experience God Himself.
神会顾念我们，神会供应所需。
God will supply all our needs. He's watching over us.
我们就 不需要凭着自己在那努力耕种。
So we don't have to work hard by all our own efforts to till the ground.
好像需要靠自己在那非常辛苦才能够养活自己，才能够满足自己。
There in toil, in sweat, you're trying to supply yourself's needs.
我们看见许多神儿女那些尽情爱主的人。
Many of God's godly children who love and fear God.
神在物质上给他非常丰富的供应。
God has richly blessed them materially.
但是他们不是单单为了自己肉身上需要。
But they did not live for their own fleshly needs.
他们是为了神的需要，为神家的需要。
But instead, they live for God's need, for the house of God's need.
我虽然认识那些富有的弟兄不多。
Even though I do not know too many people like this who are rich.
但是我也认识一两位真是家财万贯的弟兄。
But still, I really, I still knew few brothers and sisters who are actually billionaires.
事业上有一个非常通达的道路。
They have such prosperous way in this world.
他们生活也是的确过着非常丰富。
And they also live affluently on earth.
但是因着他们丰富，也叫神的家也丰富起来。
But because of their material riches, that they also enrich the house of God.
也叫那些神的百姓有需要的人也能够得到帮助。
They could help all those in the house of God who are in need.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一个人应该是像雅各一样。
So brothers and sisters, everyone should be like Abel.
应该是牧羊为业。
We should be shepherds.
这是神的以色列百姓他们的工作。
This is the being a shepherd is the occupation of Israelite.
当我们在那里过一个牧羊的生活的时候。
But as we live this shepherd's life,
当我们在生活是为了神自己，为了侍奉神，为了满足神的时候，
when we live a life that's simply devoted to gratifying God,
世人也会看不起我们。
Of course, the world will look down on us.
世人会认为说你们这般基督徒好像对社会没什么贡献，好像对社会好像没有什么责任。
The world would say you Christians you're responsible making no efforts to this world.
你们只知道要聚会，你们只知道说要侍奉你们的神。
You have no contribution to the world, and all you know is simply to gather to serve your God.
世人也会厌恶我们，看不起我们。
Yes, the world will detest and loathe us.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当亚伯在做牧羊人的时候，神看中了他。
When Abel was a shepherd, God.Had regard for him.
因为他之所以选择牧羊，是因为出于信心。
Because the reason Abel became a shepherd, this is done by faith.
因为他里面有个信心，有个属灵看见。
Because Abel had this faith, he had this spiritual seeing.
这位神是他的牧人。
That this God is his shepherd.
这位神是他一生所要侍奉生活的目的和中心。
That this God is the very content and center and goal of his life.
用什么都是我们像亚伯在那里这样献祭，在那过生。
So brothers and sisters, if we could be like Abel, live and make an offering to God in such a way,
神就看重我们，也看重所献上的。
Then God would respect us and our offerings to Him.
感谢神。
Thank God.
创世纪一开头。就把那条来到神面前路已经清楚指明出来。
Genesis from the very beginning has pointed out the very way to come before God.
也让我们看见怎样才能活在神的祝福底下。
It also shows how we could live under the blessings of God.
不是靠自己在那边努力耕种，想要从地里得到一些东西满足自己。
It's definitely not by our efforts, our tilling of the ground, trying to gain the fruit from the ground.
但是从我们经历里面，从神话里面也可以看见，地里所出来没有一样东西能够真正满足。
From our own experiences, from God's word, we could witness, we could testify that nothing out of the ground is good.
人好像以为他在那里得到什么东西。
Even though it seems that man has gained some.
所以亚伯该隐这个人的名字叫什么？叫德。
So Cain This name means to acquire.
所以我们看一个犯罪堕落的人，他就是得，一直要得。
So today we see a sinful man, what he does is trying to acquire more.
从这个地上，从这个世界要得一些东西。
Acquire something from this world, from this ground.
那是不知道，有一天都落了空。
But we know that one day all this will become void.
什么都得不着。
Nothing he could gain.
得不到神的喜悦。
He could not gain the pleasure of God.
得不到神的祝福。
He could not receive blessings from God.
只能活在劳苦担重担里面。
He could only live a life laden with toil and burden.
只能活在那个劳苦流汗的光景里面。
He could only live in a life sweating, toiling, and working hard.
他们所从地里所得着不过是苦苦口就是了。
What he gained from the ground is simply from mouth to mouth.
不能叫你真正有满足的享受。不能叫你真正的享受。
That could never really gratify us.
因为耕种是神做主底下的生活方式。
Because tilling the ground is a way of living under God's curse.
用什么？今天我们应该是像亚伯一样。
So, brothers and sisters, let's all be like Abel today.
我们不仅因信称义。
Not only are we justified by faith.
我们要因着信心，我们生活在神面前。
But also by faith, we live in the presence of God.
这样我们生活，我们目的都是为了神自己。
So that the very goal of our living is for God Himself alone.
用什么？这是一个。蒙神祝福的一种生活。
Brothers and sisters, only this way is a blessed way of living.
虽然亚伯死了。
Even though Abel died.
但是他仍然向我说话。
He continues to speak to us.
就是借着他所献的祭物，借着他所过的生活来向后代来说话。
That is through his offerings, through the way of his living, he speaks to all the ages to come.
向我们说出神的心意是什么
？He tells us what is God's heart's desire.
向我们说出神的道路是什么
？He tells us what is the way of the Lord.
向我们选择神所喜悦的道路，神所喜欢的生活。
So that we could choose the way, the living that please God.
生活在神面前。
To live in the presence of Him.
我们感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
宝贝，每一个人都能够学习像亚伯一样。
If only every one of us could learn to be like Abel.
像羊群中投生的羊的自由最美好的献给神。
That we would make an offer to him out of the firstborn of the flock and of their fat.
好叫神悦纳我们。
Because those are the most excellent things so that God would delight in us.
就是祝福他自己的话语。
May our God bless His own word.
请弟兄带我们做结束祷告。
Brother, would you please say a concluding prayer?
好的。 Father, we thank you for sharing your word with us this day.
主，感谢今天分享你的话语。
We pray that you would continue to teach us all as in the manner you have taught these shepherds in your word.
主，愿意你再来牧养我们，每天都告诉我们当行什么。
May we all learn this lesson of being a shepherd from the life of Abel.
然后我们也从亚伯的这个生命当中学习怎么样去做一个牧羊人。
And to be able to offer up the best that we have to you.
把我们最好的都献给你。
Once again, we thank you.
再次我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.